after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Fed J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all in one show, and it fits like a glove on the life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Driving down I-20 going 85 to get home. I hope you got it wet for a nigga. I hope you got it wet. ashamed, no. Hold up, hold up. Somebody buzzing in my phone. Hello, hello. Stalking, you come and bust me down. Now my navy going crazy, brand new destination. I figure I come pick you up and we both head to safety. That way I can roll my cush blunts while y'all entertain me. Let me smoke my life, then we can interchange it. I'm parked outside right now in this brand new spaceship, baby. Now I'm going by the 100. Black Mercedes, stop down with your top down. For the guy, y'all go tap out.
Driving down I-20.
All right, y'all, welcome to Life at Dusk Live. This is your boy, CDG. And welcome to another great Wednesday on the show. Y'all know how good every Wednesday is our hump day at the dusk. And that's, of course, because it's hump day on Wednesdays, the perfect way to set it off. And, of course, we always let you know a very special public service announcement. And that's, and if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. And let me remind you one more time, if you're going to help, please do it responsibly. All right, so on today's show, we got very special guests on the show. And, you know, I always love doing the interviews on here. It's one of my favorite things. I'm doing the show next to doing music as well on here. I love it. And on today's show, we're chopping it up with model slash artist Amisha Maserati, whose name is based off her smooth demeanor. And she'll be chopping up with us about how she's becoming one of the next hottest sensations out of Memphis. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know about herself from the horse's mouth. So without further ado, my girl, Amisha Maserati, what's up?
What it do?
Welcome to the show. We're glad to have you.
That is good. I'm glad to be here, of course.
I was definitely, in. You know, it's, you know, I've been peeping some stuff on you, you know, checking out you. You're doing a whole lot of stuff right now, and definitely it's always great to see models who are putting in work and not just waiting for somebody to drop work into their lap. So, you know, I definitely got to say big ups to you doing that.
Ooh, thank you. I'm definitely not waiting for anybody to hand me anything. I go out there, I get it, and if don't nobody give it to me, then it's fine. I move on to the next.
Bam. Now, first off, at the top, I definitely want to chop up as far as how did you actually get into the modeling industry? What led you to say, oh, modeling is something I want to do? And everybody also know a little more about your name.
Basically, my name is Amisha. I was given a name. It's not spelled with an I, but for some reason, the birth certificate people, they always mess it up. So I just inherited it and owned it. I've always been told I was cute, pretty, and blah, 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 and all that. So being down in Miami, you see a lot of girls that are cute, pretty, big booties, small waist, big boobs. Everybody look good. They got this Beyonce, Rihanna, everybody hair weave going on. So I was bored one weekend. I couldn't come up with a hairdo. I cut my hair off. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this modeling thing. Since everybody's saying, ooh, you look like a real model now. And this dude I was messing with, he called me the Maserati. He was like, you're not the type of entertainer that, you know, a Toyota or a bucket. He was like, you a upgrade vehicle. You like a Maserati. And so I just added it to my name.
You know, it's funny because a lot of models have been in here. It's always a lot of their nicknames came to some guy off a crazy thing he said to them.
Oh,
man. Now, you know, and I definitely got to say, you know, what I like about you, you mentioned something so quickly into that, how, you know, you said you cut your hair off, of which a lot of people wouldn't do. They're like, oh, I got to always have my weave in or whatever. And I think, for me, it looks sexy on you. It doesn't look out of place. And then I like how you rock it. And so as far as that, you know, I want to talk about that. I mean, you just threw something out there that a lot of people don't even think about it, which is, you know, as far as you about hair, do you think that's like something that should hold back a model as far as she feels like she has to wear a weave or whatnot? What's your personal experience with that?
Honestly, I don't care. I've been up and down with her. It grows. I cut it off. I add a track here, and I cut it off. I've been natural for about 3 years. I feel like you should just own what you own. If you bald-headed, then be bald-headed. If you need a wig, then go get you one. Whatever you want to do to make you feel good, from eyeshadow, mascara, whatever. Like, the size, booty meat, nothing matters as far as being a model. It's all about confidence and just knowing who you are and what you like.
Exactly. And, you know, as far as, like, you were saying, like, as far as the Miami, you know, a lot of models are, you know, a lot of people right now, you know, like you said, a lot of people doing what they got to do to make themselves feel good. And some people, they're like, oh, man, surgery, man, I'm about to get some extra boobs, I'm about to get some butt injections, all that. Like, y'all can obviously ride out the back, you're natural. How was it to be a natural model, not just in your hair, but also as far as with your body?
Oh, man, I'm a boob girl, so no doubt about it. I always talk about boobs and how I want boobs, and I want to be, like, a bigger boob girl. But honestly, it don't matter. I don't like pain, so I'm not going to go and get some boobs. So I tell people I'm starting to embrace the talk and walk the walk. So I'm telling people, just be happy with what you got. It really doesn't matter. The industry has a place for everybody. And for me, being 100% natural, it's kind of hard for me to fit in. I fired a manager because he told me I need to go buy a wig and do a photo shoot. So I fired him. He knows who he is.
That's funny because a model that I just linked with for the first time the other day was shopping up with her. She told me about that. She was saying that one of the things that made her stop for a quick second was she wanted to be natural, and someone told her that that's not going to work as far as for a photo shoot. And I don't know who told these people that. I mean, you're crazy. You're going to keep continuing. Everybody got to look the same and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And people ask me all the time, am I going to go and get a wig? Am I going to go and do this? I was like, if the role intends for me to have a wig or a long hairdo, then of course I will do that for the role. But would I just randomly go and get a wig or go and add some weaves to my hair because I want to fit into the crowd? No, not at all. I don't care about
the crowd. You ain't got no ugly shaved head either, so I mean, it's not going to really affect. You know, so you
yeah.
So you rocking that short hair, dude, it's not really affecting. You just got some funny shaved head.
And I went pink on
their
ass, so they don't even know what to do with that.
Okay, so I gotta see one of my co-hosts with the most in the building. I'm letting her, as a fellow model that she is, I'm letting her chop it up with you for a second. All right, Carolyn, what's up? Carolyn,
what's up? What's up? How you
what's
doing, Nisha?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. I do want to know, what inspires you the most to keep going with modeling and keeping your same personality? Like, isn't it so, like, with the industry, how it has changed so much in the modeling world, you know, modeling really isn't the same anymore. So I'm like, is it hard for you to keep your personality? Like, do you sometimes get, you know, do you feel like you're not confident all the time, or are you just always confident and whatnot?
Oh, no, that's a real good question. I feel like I'm always confident. Nothing and nobody really affects me I'm the type of person that don't really care what a person thinks or say about me. I'm going to do me regardless, so that's just a part of my personality. I'm always a fun, loving spirit. I could have got beat up at 8 o'clock in the morning and had a photo shoot at 10. You wouldn't even know it because that's just who I am.
No, hold on now. How beat up you talking about? You talking about like...
I'm talking about, like, I can beat up, like, when the game beat up, like, I walk in this thing like it ain't nobody's business, like, good morning, hi, how's everybody doing?
Oh, Lord. Oh, it's a day. Wow. Y'all heard it. No, you know, y'all let's go take that joke a little somewhere else, but I'm going to be here today. Okay.
No, but I dare anybody. They wouldn't try it.
I hear that.
So what else, yes. Chick? What else you want to ask me? You can ask me anything. I promise you, I'll tell you.
Sarah, you heard
okay.
me.
I hear. Where do you see yourself, like, in the next 5 years? Like, do you see yourself excelling in modeling or maybe modeling to get to something else? Like, are you trying to own business? Like, what is it that you fully want to do? Go further in business or what you want to do?
Right now I'm the vice president of Kids On Music. So I'm expecting to be, in the next 5 years, to have a couple artists under our belt and be a top-notch model and music artist. I'm just going with the flow, and whatever goes, goes. Modeling might pick up, music might pick up, they might pick up at the same time. I don't know. So I'm going to ride that and be the vice president of Kids On Music and just try to help some other people out like he helped me.
One question I want to ask you, because, we obviously hear the most interesting stories about it. We're going to take it on the good side and the bad side. What's the greatest thing that's ever happened to you during the photo shoot? And what's the worst thing that ever happened to you during the photo shoot?
The worst thing is I was holding the pose and I, like, fell over, like, literally did a 360 fall on my back and rolled over on my head. And then the coolest thing that I ever did was that I was one of the only models to show up with Chris USB Photography, and that was the shoot that I did with Jet. It was a lot of girls that bagged out of it, and I was one of the only ones that showed up. So that was one of my biggest and highlight moments for me.
Well, definitely, it's always important. I've been telling y'all, I need to show up to y'all photo shoots, and somebody will take your spot.
Mm-hmm. I sure will. You want somebody to pick your spot, just go ahead and call me. Don't even worry about dealing with these scalawags. I got you.
Okay. All right, now when we come back from this quick song, we got some more questions, and I'm about to take it to one of my favorite segments I have not done in a while, and we're gonna do it too. We haven't done it in a while. We're gonna take you to the crazy question segment. So when we come back, we'll be raising crazy questions. You'll be on your toes of this. All right, y'all. So we'll be back on Life of the Dust time. With your boy, City J, Cameron Lamont, and my girl, special guest, Anisha Maserati.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take it to Khalil Thomas, and this is his track on Ride, and we'll be back.
Be offensive. But when I'm trying to score, I need assist from you. And when your girl's asking, I'm playing a game, guess who? No sub tweets, just gripping sheets. Hitting your peak when you belong to me. Cause the city too small and my name too known. Last thing I need is somebody to say something wrong. Wanna be with me? Gotta know I love my privacy. Keep it 100. You ain't never got a lot of me. Soon as I see you slipping, girl, you tripping. Script gets to flipping. See, even though I'm messing with you, I don't really need you. Now settle up and let freaking Klee please you, girl.
You say you love me. We'll say that shit just one more time.
We don't need that shit. Rex love and passion, man, I breathe that shit. I breathe that shit. Let me know how you want, how you feeling. Only if you're down for the night, keep it rolling. I can take you higher while we blasting those sinners. Man, you already know what we dealing with. Cause for this, this is it. And I really wanna make this happen, girl. We can keep it low key, fuck everybody asking, girl. And the night just feels so live. Yeah. Turn you down to.
Welcome back to Life at Dust Live. Your boy Ceddy J and my girl Tara Lamonske with our special guest, Amisha Maserati.
Oh,
that was
my
boy from Khalil Thomas featuring Chris Batson. That was a track Ride. And before we get into the crazy question segment, we got some very crazy news. Y'all know one of my favorite places to get the crazy news from is ClumsyCrooks.com, home of the stupidest criminals and police officers in the world. All right, so first story I got going, and this first story is not necessarily odd, but it's just the fact that the person did it. The first story from ClumsyCrooks.com is, my homeless woman poops in a man's yard, and she bathes naked in the pool in the Palm Beach area. Oh, my God. In Palm Bay, police officers said that he arrested a woman who was observed on a surveillance video asphyxiating in a man's yard and swimming naked in his pool. Cheryl Bullchimp, who is 35 years old, by the way, has been charged with burglary and criminal mischief in the incident on Next Road. Now, we're going to take a pause for the calls. You know, it's not necessarily a weird thing, that a homeless person went into somebody's yard, took a poop, and babe, it's just the fact that they did it and they got caught. I mean, I understand that you're homeless, but you're not stupid. You had to have known there was a camera somewhere around before you went and just took a crap. So I don't understand that. I mean, what's your thought process on that? Because, I mean, really, I don't understand, like, you're just not really, you can't be that dumb. So I'm going to go ahead and go to Tara first. Tara, what's your whole thought process on this woman who apparently couldn't hold herself?
That's crazy. I mean, but when people, I really don't have no excuse for them, but it's just like when you're homeless, you know, their mentals, you know, go kind of messed up. So maybe, you know, you never know what they was thinking. I'm saying that junk was right. It's crazy. You would rather think they off the drugs or something, you know, like, damn, like, you just going to use it in my yard and then come swim in my pool? Like, what? But still, like, I don't know. That's crazy. That is so crazy. But I can feel where the people are coming from. Like, what? But at the same time, like, their mental state isn't all the way there either.
Right, but a camera, I mean, you saw a freaking camera. I'm not trying to teach people. Hey, let me just say, I ain't trying to teach y'all to be criminals. I'm just trying to say, well, God dang it, this is just something that, I mean, understand if you're homeless, you try to do what you got to do. But dang, sometimes common sense, I don't care what situation you're in, got to freaking kick it. So, Misha, what you got to say about this crazy woman?
Oh, she out her soul. Point blank, period. I done been out my soul before, and I feel like people just somewhat have a half a sense to get it together. She ain't even have a quarter of a sense, so.
I know. These people just poop places they weren't supposed to poop at. And they didn't place it up as a baby, but God dang it, at least they looked around. She was a goddamn camera.
I don't know. Like, some people, they just do stuff because they seek the attention, or it's like they just dumb as fuck for real. So I don't really know what to say about this poor young lady, because it's like, are you really that dumb, or like, were you just not paying attention?
I don't know. That's why, and if it wasn't for people like her, then wouldn't be this website. But
mm-hmm.
All right, so we're gonna go to the other so crazy story today, and that's a man. All right, this is real stupid. I'm gonna set this up, guys. There's no way in the world. You know how a lot of women been saying a lot of these men are getting too sensitive. This is one of them instances right here. A man sets his wife's clothes on fire. Now, I'm going to let y'all eat. Y'all just get one try. I'm going to go to Misha first. Why do you think a man set his wife's clothes on fire?
She probably got caught cheating.
Okay. Tara, I'm going to take it to you. Why do you think this man set his wife's clothes on fire?
I'm rather going to say the same thing. She was either cheating, or maybe she shopped all the time. What if she spent time with him or something? He was insecure, so he was on fire. So.
Oh, no. Hey. It's going to be great. It's going to be extra childish. Y'all wait for this one. Here we go. A woman's clothes were set on fire. His man's wife set the woman's clothes on fire because she was snoring.
What?
Yes, this past Thursday, his man set his wife's clothes on fire because he was upset about her snoring.
What? Oh, wow, that's G code right there.
I'm just saying, like, apparently this is what happened. Whitaker Bomb Police said that the two were having an argument back and forth on Sunday about her snoring and stuff, and then he apparently just lit her clothes on fire.
Damn.
I would have been pissed. He would have had to go.
I mean, how freaking sensitive are you? Are you that freaking sensitive that I just can't come to myself to tell myself that somebody snoring is going to make me that goddamn mad. I'm about to burn something.
But then it's your woman, too, though. Like, what?
Right.
It's your girl. That's crazy.
You ain't used to it by now. I don't know, bro. You should think I remember.
She probably didn't set all her stuff on fire because that's extreme. I probably would have been on the next episode of Snap, a Lifetime movie.
Yeah. I mean, dang. Like, I really see, you know, sometimes I, because, you know, as a male, I'm just like, dang, we want to be bashing these guys left and right, these comments on Instagram, but it's stuff like this that warrants some of the comments that women say about guys. Because how can you be that goddamn sensitive that you blight some goddamn clothes on fire? Because your woman is snoring. She is snoring. Hey. If you got a problem with her snoring, go to the freaking store, buy some of them nasal strips, put in the freaking nose, and call
ain't
her.
Ain't it? That's what I'm talking about. Teamwork makes the dream work. Why he didn't want to get on the team? Why he got to be sitting there setting the girl's clothes on fire? That's
exactly.
Okay. You go back to what you said in the last person, Misha. I honestly think he wanted some goddamn attention, and he just got it a little more than he's barking for.
Mm-hmm. I think he crazy, and then the lady that was out there running around.
Yeah. She was fighting for survival, at least. She was fighting for survival. This is,
I know, right?
I don't know what's wrong with him.
Oh,
yeah, there's no excuse for that one. That's something.
He probably wants to foul.
It's like, how child can you be if you go, oh, you're sorry. I'm about to put your towel on fire. I can't take it anymore.
I know, right? Let me put your clothes on fire.
Maybe you get the arguing. Okay, you know, because people argue about everything. Why are you always snoring? No, just simple things like that. Argue, blah, 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 get it over, make up sex. Keep it moving. It's just been that. Just, I don't know what was wrong with them. I don't know what's going on.
He definitely took things to the extreme.
Okay. All right, so what we're going to do now, since we went on the stupidest people in the, you know, and I got to definitely say shout out to ComesToCrazy.com for always giving us some of the craziest stories in the world, some of these idiotic people. Get it together. Okay, so it's time for the crazy question segment. I had to give the cricket. I was going to get the crickets for that guy. I forgot to give him the cricket, so that's what the crickets is for. But
what's the cricket?
The cricket. That guy gets a cricket. He gets a cricket award of the day. Because I cannot believe that he set the clothes on fire. Because I haven't heard it all. I really have heard it all now. But
we're going to give him the dumb, dumb kitty up award.
Oh, man. But
man, that was crazy.
I'm still going to wrap it around my head. I just can't wrap it. Oh, man. Okay, so I don't know. Maybe she said his dick was little when he was asleep or something in a dream.
Uh-oh.
I'm just trying to dig it out. I'm just trying to dig all the possibilities. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and go to our crazy question segment. And Amisha, I hope you geared up. You say we can ask you anything, so you be careful who you tell that to. When you tell that to me, that's no trouble,
that's
sir.
This is best spot. Good gosh. Y'all don't give me guys and have me laugh.
All right, so are you ready? Are you sure? You say any, I can ask you whatever, so you be ready for this. Okay, so.
Maya, are you sure?
I'm gonna start now, and I'm gonna get real bananas, ratchet, whatever term you wanna use in a moment. So first question is, what is the worst pickup line that a guy has ever used towards you, and what's the best pickup line? Because some guys are taking notes right now, so make sure you tell them a really good one.
Everybody done heard this worst pickup line. Oh, damn, baby, your name must be Angel. Because you're so beautiful. You look like you just fell straight out of heaven.
I never used that one. I used some cheese. That you've been one of my repertoire.
I was like, yeah, my name is Samantha Roddy. I'm sorry. I'm bored of Memphis. I didn't fall out of
bed. Wow, that's crazy.
But
dudes will say anything, though. Dudes will say anything in the spirit of the moment.
Anything. Excuse me, little mama. Who is little? I'm not little, and I'm not your mama. Like, what's up?
For everybody know, because you said you're not little. How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
All right, there we go. She's not little. Okay, so you got to tell us a good one. We want to hit the good pick up, mine.
Okay, the best one I've had was just this young man walking up to me, asking me, you know, excuse me, may I have a moment of your time? That was the best thing that I've heard in, like, forever. Because I was getting so used to, hey, Obama, what's up, you know? And he came to me like a real gentleman. And he was young, and I don't do young men. And I actually gave him the time of the day. It was good.
Bam. Wow. Uh-oh. He said, I'm young, getting out ready.
Oh, Lord. Here goes Daddy.
Oh, man. Woo. Okay. No, but, okay, so the next one, where's the craziest place you've ever had sex at? Oh, yeah, so this one gets going to start getting real.
And it gets realer.
And realer. And since that's a really deep one, I'm going to give you some music, just some thinking music.
I'm going to have to go for, everybody know the Mall of Memphis ain't here, so I'm going to go for the Mall of Memphis bathroom.
It stopped.
I'm going to go for the Mall of Memphis bathroom way back when.
Okay. Can you give us details?
Details are we locked the door and we weren't supposed to lock the door. People were knocking on that joint and I didn't think my stepmom was in that mug. So.
No, bueno.
Man, she couldn't think of stepmoms out there.
She was out shopping, not right, like next to me or something. Like, hey, mom, what's up? What you doing? I'm over here getting it in. What are you doing? No, I'm not doing
anything. Oh, Lord. Okay.
At least she's real about it.
All day.
And well, what's the craziest thing you've ever done? Period. It doesn't even need to be sex. What's the craziest thing you've done, period, in your life so far?
The craziest thing that I have done?
Oh, Lord, it's a lot of them. She said, son, it's a lot of them.
The craziest thing I done was be on South Beach, and I sat on the side of the road, like, literally sat on the side of the road, picking the dog and was like, y'all, just 5 minutes. And they said I dozed off for like 10 minutes.
Wow. Okay, we're going to have to.
I was young, man.
She's too funny.
I'm gonna take another one. And guys, remember, guys are taking notes right now, so you gotta give them something good. They're really trying to take notes to figure out how they can get with you. So listen well, guys. All right, what's the best date that you've ever been on?
I don't know, something real simple. It was like we went out to eat. Matter of fact, we didn't even go out to eat. We went to, like, a suite. We ate good. We just went out and partied. We had a good time. and we just knew that we was going to be with each other. It wasn't like we were looking for somebody to be with. So that was like the best type of thing.
When you say we're looking for somebody to be with, explain that a little more.
Meaning like I wasn't booty. He wasn't booty hunting and I wasn't booty hunting. So.
Okay, okay. This was, we had to figure that one out, okay? Now, were you drunk? That's the question. You think you are partying, and it could mean y'all could have been, or this?
Was I drunk? Yeah, probably. It's a lot of times that I've been drunk.
Oh, Lord. Do I you want to ask the rest of what happened on the date?
I mean, of course you're going to take me somewhere good to eat and drink. Of course I'm going to have a Patron margarita, of course. Like.
Okay, okay. And then what's the best way for a guy to, you know, to end a date off with dessert? What's the best thing a guy's done to end a date off with dessert? And we ain't talking about cheesecake.
I don't even eat that. But let's just be himself. If he trying to be anything like the next brother, I'm not going to even pay him no attention. I'm going to sniff him out. So just be yourself and just let the night go. Go as it go. If you try to put on too hard, I'm just going to be like, you know, you suck. I almost call a cab and go to the house.
Okay. I'm all right, Terry. I know you got some crazy questions for you. You see, she ready. You have some whatever. That's on you now. I'm going to let you get it.
Okay. Let's see. What's the craziest thing that you have done to a man?
Ooh.
Wow. That's
whoa.
I told you it was going to get really. Really?
The craziest thing that I've done to a man.
I mean, that could be anything. Emotions, anything.
I don't know. You know, I'm not a real super massage type of girl, but, you know, I surprised my dude with a really awesome evening, a home-cooked meal, and just, like, I went diamond from Players Club on his ass, so it was like, you know, I would have to say that was the craziest thing I did.
Wow.
What a, we are
just,
can we get a round of applause there, please?
Yeah.
Woo!
At least she knows how to satisfy her man.
Love you.
All right. Let me see. What's one? Let's think. I want to make this one like kind of easy. What's one crazy thing about you that you want everybody to know?
Basically that nobody knows. I have no clue, but I would have to say that I am the most fun to party with. Like, I'm not as stuck up as you would probably think I am. I'm the most coolest, down-to-earth person that you could be around. You could meet me on Monday and get in trouble Monday night, and I'm fighting the battle right with you. So I would have to say that's the coolest thing that you can know about me.
Okay, good answer. That was a good answer.
And you said something I want to touch on, too. You were saying that you're not sucky as people think you are. And which, as far as that, why do people always think that all models are stuck up and whatnot?
It comes with being pretty and just, she thinks she's better than us and better than me and all this unnecessariness. And it's not like that. It's just that, you know, it's some women that have, that other people might think are ugly or cute or whatever the case may be, and they know how to work it and be confident. That's just all that it is. It's like, just stop being insecure within yourself and hating the next cheek and just be like, look, man, she a bad bee. I love complimenting pretty girls. I'd be like, hey, you you look good, you look nice. And they look at me in shock, like, oh, my gosh, like, she's really, yeah, I'm saying something to you. Because, hey, you probably ain't heard that today. But, hey, I'm
right.
telling
you. And they automatically think that's because you, when another woman compliments another woman that you're gay all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got the low haircut, too, so that, I get that, too. Hey, you a lesbian, you like her. No, I've been there, done that. I don't do women. I mean, they cool. They what's up. Hey, y'all cute. Look at your body and look at mine and be like, man, I want my ass to look like that. Or I want my stomach to be flat like that. Like, that's what I do, and I compliment them and be like, that's what's up, man. You worked hard to look like that. You could have sat around and ate potatoes for the rest of your life, for all I know. I don't know. I just know you look good.
Right. Because it's like that what God means for me, too, and that's what God goes for guys, too. A lot of guys don't realize, you know, that I'm like, man, I don't want to come with a dude, man, because it's going to make me look soft or gay. And I don't know where I got this stupid idea from, but, you know, I always say this to guys that I was insecure about saying this kind of stuff. Be the main ones that you got to watch out for. That's be the ones that you...
Main what? Be the main ones, be the booty hunters. I'm trying to tell you.
They be they booty massacring.
Yep.
Yes, we did make up a new word today, booty massacring. you got a little bit of everything on here. And of course, everyone's favorite vocabulary word is coochie coupons. Don't cash it. And we going about that all the time. And speaking of which, we gotta ask you that question. We got your crazy question mode. Hey, you don't be walking around giving these photographers coochie coupons, do you?
Oh, hell no. Get a coochie coupon. Do you see me when I look like somebody a coochie coupon?
I'm gonna my Webster dictionary voice. For those people who know what a coochie coupon is, a
coochie coupon is when a woman
has coochie and she cashes it in for coupons for a service or whatever. That's what.
Oh man, never. It will never ever happen. I wish a photographer would ever in their life think that they're gonna lay down with the Maserati. It will never happen. Like that is. That's so unrealistic. I'd rather pay for it, unfortunately.
Some people don't care. They be cashing them up. They be have. I'm like, dang, I ain't seen that many coupons in the world since Walmart.
They probably been hitting it in. I done heard about some people that didn't hit it in. You know what I'm saying? I done been tried once. You know, but, you know, I nip that in the bud. Like, bro, come on, you need to tighten up. I don't do the coochie coupons, the lay down and let me snap you up for what? I got enough people that want to snap me up for free, want to snap me up on this, put me on ads, whatever the case may be. So I don't do the coochie coupons. They can have it.
Yes. Oh, man. Okay, so we'll go to another quick song break. We come back, we're going to chop it up with you some more. And shoot, we'll be ready to close the show soon. So, man, yeah. Since you were talking about the Diamond Players Club thing, is the song is now stuck in my head. I have to play it.
Meanwhile,
I'm up in here roller skating in Crystal Palace. Shoot. Woo! Okay, we're going to play. Round of applause. We'll be back.
Excuse me. Shout it out. Alright, let me go in the crawl, man. Alright, bro, you got some? Bro, I mean, one of you again, bro. Alright, fuck with me. I'll see you then.
Round of applause. Baby, make that head clap. Drop it to the floor. Make that head clap. Round of applause. Baby, make that head clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it. Baby, drop it to the floor and bust it, bust it, bust it,
Bust it like you can't afford a car. You a star, you look in the mirror, you know who you are. Right, cool, take it low, take it way lower than that. I fly private when I go, ain't no layover on that. Yeah, I made it to the top, took a seat, still sitting, man. I'm up at stadium in D.C., still tipping, man. She could've paid tuition 5 times, still stripping. I just throw a couple bills and she'll have a pair of heels. Oh no, there I go, magic tricking on your ass. Every president except for Nixon on your ass. Make you rich, I feel like I should make commission on your ass. Wonder what you'd ever do if I went missing on your
round
ass.
Round of applause, baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Round of applause, baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it. Bust it, baby, drop it to the floor. Bust it, 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 bust it.
Bounce that ass, shake that ass like the twerk team. Hair long, ass fat, shouting mean. That girl look like Holly Berry when I'm on the mean. When I hit the scene, girls yelling and they scream. Soccer, can you be my baby daddy?
Yes.
Pimpin' like I'm Dolomite. Hoes up in my caddy. Smoke like I got cataract. In the strip club throwing up the sack. Got rats on top of rats. Bust that push, make that ass clap, clap, clap. I ain't done with you, baby. Bring that ass back. Still got 20, still got 50s, even got them hundreds. Throw some money, I'ma let it go. Walk a flock of flame, better known as we can let it go.
Baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Round of applause, baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, baby, drop it to the floor and bust it, 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 drop it down into.
Bounce that ass, shake that ass like the twerk team. Bust it, clap like the twerk team.
Bust it,
clap like the twerk team. Risk score Monopoly, shouty, that's my home team. All the smoke is that gangsta green. Can't do no G-to. I need a classy girl in the bed, she gotta be a freak ho.
Bust it,
lay down on that floor, girl.
Bust it,
give me some more head, girl.
Baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Round of applause, baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, baby, drop it to the floor and bust it, 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 drop it down into.
Mm-hmm,
that's it, that's it.
Woo wee, all right, we back in the building. It's your boy, City J. My girl, Trevor Monk in the building, a special guest.
Yeah, we are. All in here.
This is a crazy show in the world, Life in the Dust Live. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know as far as what's coming up on the show all the way to April 15th. Of course, you know, tonight's show, got my girl, Nisha Maserati. I'm on this Friday. We're doing, you know, our new Friday shows. We do the Less Talk, More Music shows. We'll be kicking that back off. Shout out to the show we did in Austin last Friday. I didn't even tell y'all about Austin. I'm going to tell y'all about that, give y'all a quick tidbit. I mean, just a minute. And then on Monday, we're going to do some more prank calls. People are like, oh, you got to do some more prank calls. We're doing some prank calls, bringing the news to you, doing everything on all this coming up Monday. Then on next Wednesday, we got my girl Kate Kimtris to be coming through to DMV.
Definitely
great to have her on the show. Of course, then next Friday as well, be another sophomore music Friday. And then on Monday, April 15th, we got all this money on the mic from Portland, Oregon. I know how much I'm up. So, yes. That's everything coming up, by the way, to the 15th on the show. So, bam.
There it is. Just like that.
So, Misha, as far as what's some advice you got for models that's trying to get this, trying to start into the game? What's the best way of approaching them?
You gotta spend money to make money, and you can't give up. Blame period. Just because one person tell you no, don't mean you gotta stop, and you don't have to keep trying. And that's what I'm doing, and I'm not giving up. I've been about 3 years strong, and I'm not giving up. I think this is my year, so that's what I advise everybody. Spend money, make money, and get it.
And I have to make this thing, man. I love when these models come in because, there's some instances where you start with the big models, there's certain instances you can get it and whatnot, but don't ever not be prepared to pay for a photo shoot. That's what
you
need.
You
got
to be prepared. You might think you get something for free.
Last week in the show, last Wednesday, I said I'm tired of looking at these models I've seen for over a year, and y'all still just got Instagram pictures. Some of y'all professional models.
Oh, you need to be somebody's advertisement, like me.
I'm just saying. I'm gonna put a picture in there. I'm gonna make an Instagram ad of myself saying, "Models, this is not professional model. These Instagram pictures does not count."
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. I got over thousands of pictures. It cracks me up. They were like, "Oh, Beach Maserati, you just do these type of pictures." I was like, "No, baby, I do all type of pictures. Anybody, I work with everybody."
Man, you very versatile. I mean, with your style, you got a little everything. You got the high fashion. You got the you see how nice the butt shape is. You got a little bit of everything. Like you said, that's the important part of modeling. That's the thing with Tara Lamone. Tara be getting it too, y'all. I was going on the new picture I saw. I was minding my business, and I just happened to be going to the Taylor feed, and I saw a new picture on Sharon Taylor. I was like,
"Oh, Lord."
I want y'all to go see it yourself. Or I mean, small niggas, you gotta see it for yourself. It's like, me taking a picture does not do it justice. But let me just tell you this. You better be prepared when you go pick that picture. You're not gonna be prepared. I don't care how much prepared you do, you're not gonna be prepared.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm always popping up with something, but I mean, it's art. It's what you gotta do, so. Hey.
I'm going to just give y'all one hint. All I got to say is she has a very nice heart.
Yay!
That's all I'm going to say. Y'all got to find the rest out yourself and get to that. Okay, so everybody know how they can find you and keep up with what you got going on.
You can definitely see. That's messed up. You had to call me out like that. What'd you just ask me?
I said, I'll let everybody know how they can find you and keep up with what you got going on. Twitter, Facebook, all that work.
Well, you find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Amisha, AMISHA, .Maserati. That's spelled with a Z, not an S. And on Twitter, Amisha, spelled the same way, _ Maserati, spelled the same way. I have my website as well, www.iluv.amishamaserati.com. You can catch me all the time.
Damn. All right, y'all. I'm going to let you know if you miss any parts of today's show. You always check it out at blogtalkradio.com/Eddie Tate. And also on iTunes, type Life and Dust Live. Except for today's show on there. Also, of course, on TuneIn Radio app. You download on your mobile for free. Bam, it's just show on there. And of course, dustlive.com. Just sit there. Cheryl, let them know how they can find you.
Yes, you guys can find me on Instagram at Taryn_Lamon, and that's TARYN_LYYMON.
You got Tanamon on Facebook, Tanamon on Twitter. Y'all already know.
All right. Y'all already know y'all can find me on Cedric J. Dutch at CEDDY, letter J. Typing it on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, straight flexing. Woo! And
yeah!
A little bit everywhere. So there you go. You can find me that way. All right, y'all. We roll on out. Remind you, everything you do, no matter how you do it, remember, or there's a Jay, or there's a Terry, or there's a Misha,
yes,
or there's
yes.
a you, there is a
there's
way.
A way.
Y'all tuned in to another episode of
Life so much
Live,
for having me.
Before City Jay, Misha,
no problem,
Maserati. Appreciate you for coming to the show. Definitely a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely. And we love you. Keep doing that. And I'm going to say, I'm going to put this on blast. Memphis, when I went there for doing the 4th of July week.
Let me know when you coming so I can fly in. I'm going to be in Miami now.
Yeah.
It's over with Memphis. I'm done.
Yeah, I was going to put down glass, too. I remember bye, Miami. Bye, you said bye. And you said that we could be in Maker, right?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't go to Miami, my character. So I'm necessarily losing.
I'm out of here in May. So let
hey.
Me know. We're going to link up.
You gotta look up. Yeah, you're right. You really are. You're not that far from me. You're about, let's see, from where I'm at, you're about a good maybe 8 hours tops.
It's nothing. All you gotta
that's
do is
nothing.
Invite me.
I can do that in my sleep.
True.
All right, y'all. We're rolling on out. And again, I thank you for coming to the show. And then. Yeah, be careful on Friday show. Oh, on Friday, I'll tell y'all about Austin. I know I was going to tell y'all about Austin. I've been holding out y'all, but I'm going to tell you on this. Man. Austin was definitely turned up, is all I got to say. Okay, we're rolling on out.
All right.
We're rolling out.